You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Oh, as if!
Don't fuck with the babysitter!
Now, Sid, don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
Notice anything unusual about Santa Carla yet?
No. It's a pretty cool place. If you're a Martian.
Or a vampire.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to See You at a Pop Culture Podcast. I'm Cece. We're back with another speculation episode, and I'm not alone. I'm so excited. I'm talking with somebody that I haven't talked to on the show in a while. Also, haven't seen her since HHN, I don't believe. She's actually a second return. Wow, I didn't even say that right. She's back. Whatever. She's back for the second time on the show. There we go. We have Kelly from Theme Park Workshop Podcast.
Hi, everyone. I am so glad to be back and talking about my favorite thing in the world and finally getting to hang with Cece again for it's been too long other than just responding to things each other posts on Twitter. So
yes. So I'm very excited to talk to you because we've talked Horror Nights a lot because we got to like hang out at the event last year and stuff. So it's been really cool. And I've done one map so far, obviously, because we've only had one. So this is a 2.0. Horror Night Nightmares just put out their speculation map 2.0 or version 2 last night, I believe it was. I was in the middle of the studios. Like, oh my God, it's up. I'm like, oh God, now it means I'm going to do a podcast episode. But I'm so glad that you were available as quick as you were, too, to join me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I have been just texting Adam and Bella from my podcast, and like we've all been freaking out. So I've got lots of opinions that I can't wait to talk about.
Awesome. And I love having new faces on here, you know, and things like that to like talk because, you know, I spoke with Lauren last time I did the show. So it'll be cool to hear some of the stuff that you want to say too about some of the stuff that we've gone over and then also some of the stuff that has changed. So yeah. Without further ado, let's just get right into it because it may take us a little while based on what we have to say about everything. So as I do normally, I usually go clockwise. So I usually start the front of the park and go all the way around. Basically, we're just going to cover houses today again because we still don't have much on the other fronts. There's only one major change I've noticed is there's no second show anymore on the map, which... Also, someone pointed out that the website did only say one show as well, and their little vague like area where it says, you know, like scare zones, houses, shows, it said like one show, like uno. So I assume we're just getting Nightmare Fuel again, probably from what the spec map is saying, and then also just because they probably have that rapport at this point. With
that
the
makes
event.
Sense. Yeah.
So it makes me sad because I did get a little hyped up thinking possibly we would get some like Beetlejuice Graveyard Review stuff coming. Oh, but
me too. I'm so sad about that. I was really hoping it would be something like that.
I know.
But maybe someday we'll have two shows again.
Yes, hopefully. Especially it would be cool if they could get the Lagoon shows going again. I know they're working on it for like, I think like day park stuff too. So maybe eventually we'll get that back too for Horror Nights. But so yeah, that's the really only changes in that aspect, but we have some changes with the houses, so I'm excited to go over that, and some have stayed the same, but since Kelly hasn't been on with me yet to talk about that, I'll let her go on some of her little theories or ideas on some of the ones we've already covered, which actually the first one we have on the map, we have Latin and South America, that's what it looks like to me, and I've talked about this, I think we're getting Monstruos, hopefully. Like Hollywood had last year. Are you thinking the same or do you have any other tidbits?
I am thinking the same, especially because, you know, it's not based on the spec map. They're not considering it to be an IP, which even adds more to that. So I totally think that it's going to be Monstruos, which looked amazing last year. I watched some videos and I was just very impressed. I think it looked like such a cool house. And last year I was like, wow, like I really wish we were getting something like this, and now we are, so I'm pretty excited. Or was it a scare zone last year or a house?
It was a house at Hollywood. Yeah,
it was, that's right. Okay, I thought so. And then they had like a scare zone too, right? Like how they kind of pair them together. Or am I wrong about that?
Think so, that I don't remember, but their outside, like, their facades may not sometimes be as big as ours, but a lot of times they'll have, like, storytelling outside in their facades. Like, this mm-hmm. one had the, I think it was, like, a gravedigger guy who was kind of telling the story a little bit as, like, you walk in. And then just the monsters in this are so beautiful.
Yes.
I was jealous.
Yes, me too. It's been so long since I've seen videos of it, and now I'm not going to look at them because I'm, like, going to, you know, get ready for hopefully having it this year. But, yeah, they do such a good job with creatures, and I'm just stoked. There's not much more I can say about this other than I am extremely hype. I really hope this is correct. I think it would be great over here. I love what they've been doing with, you know, like, they had chupacabras a couple years ago, and whenever they blend in different cultures, like, I always think that is so fascinating. And it's also interesting to hear the people that work on the houses talk about how important that is to them, and you know, bringing in different horror culture into our world here at Halloween Horror Nights. I say as if, like, we're in Halloween Horror. It's like, yeah, here at Halloween Horror Nights. But, you know, here in Orlando. So it's for just sure. really cool. I'm excited to hear about the process that goes with this and everything. I'm super excited.
Me too. I've pretty much everything you said, I feel the same. And we talked about it before, or at least I've given my thoughts before on how excited I am if this is what we're getting. So the next one is one of the changed houses to start. So before it was like a set of fangs or something, correct?
Yeah. And so I know a lot of people were saying, like, oh, Dracula, something, you know, vampire. Dracula was like the big thing that mm-hmm. I heard a lot. But this is an interesting one. And I'm more excited for this, to be honest.
Yeah. So we were assuming Dracula, like, most of the fandom or whatever was like, okay, we're just getting, this is going to be our Universal Monsters house. We're getting Dracula. Some speculations were Abigail too, because it was an IP and it had fangs. Mm. So I heard Abigail, I heard Lost Boys, I heard a couple other weird things. But it's looking like it is staying close to this, regardless, was going to be our Universal Monsters house, because now we have the female symbol with the bride's hair on top of it.
Which is such a funny symbol, by the way.
It really does look funny.
I mean, I think the bride is definitely going to be in this house, which you don't have to tell me more than that for me to be sold on a house. But I'm intrigued by the, you know, female symbol on there, because I'm like, okay, is it just going to be the bride? Are we getting, you know, some kind of house that has multiple female monsters and characters? Are we getting, I mean, like, a sequel maybe to Bride of Frankenstein Lives? It's just Ooh. Very interesting. So to me, I'm intrigued by the female symbol, because the, you know, I don't know that it's going to be a sequel, but my first thought was like, okay, because that had, you know, the Bride of Frankenstein Lives had, like, the Brides of Drac and everything like that, and it's been at least a couple years, so mm-hmm. that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, so what I've heard is that, I mean, basically people are just saying that we are getting, like, female monsters this year, which that could be anything. I mean, I don't know exactly what that translates to, but I just saw the two words together. So, like, I don't know if it's, I really don't know. I don't know where to go with this. Like, that would be sick if we had a sequel to Bride, because a lot of people really love that house. But it'd also be interesting, because I'm not too familiar with anyone else outside of, like, Bride, Dracula's wives, Dracula's daughter. I mean, what else? Who else? You know, I don't know. I'm just personally not too familiar with any other female Universal monsters.
I was are thinking there this, others? I don't know. I'm sure there are. Adam would be the one to ask about that. And Adam's favorite house of all time is Bride of Frankenstein Lives. I believe it still is. I can't imagine that's changed. So, they would know more than I would, but this is intriguing to me for sure. And I don't know a lot of other female monsters, but so then it leads to, you know, is it going to be kind of more obscure, or are they going to be, I mean, they could make new monsters, right? They could have new Ooh. Original characters, which would be kind of interesting. You know, maybe the Bride of Frankenstein has some tricks up her sleeve with that to make some new monsters. I don't know. So
kind of interesting. Like maybe we could even get like kind of like Bride of Frankenstein lives, where we get like powerful females like doing things to the monsters. I don't know.
I like that idea as well.
Yeah. I honestly don't know where to go with this, but either way, you got female and you got universal monsters. I'm excited.
I literally took the words out of my mouth. Exactly.
But like, you can't really go wrong there. I mean, I think in terms of, I don't think there's been a non-banger Universal Monsters house ever since 2019. It's just been continuously. I mean, I think Legends was House of the Year. I'm pretty sure with that year that it had it.
Yeah.
Like, you and I loved Unmasked last year so much.
Oh my gosh. I loved Unmasked. That house was incredible. Like, what, one of my favorite monsters houses and one of my favorite houses ever. I loved it. So, yeah, if there's a Universal Monsters house, like, I would have been stoked with a Dracula house, too. But I'll take any Universal Monsters house you give me. And if you add in female and Bride of Frankenstein into it, like, I'm like, all right, well, I support women's rights and I also support women's wrongs, so count me in.
Yeah, I feel like this is definitely going to be one of those houses for sure.
For sure.
So it just gives that energy.
It does. It does. And like I said, the symbol's so funny too. Like, it just made me laugh when I saw it. I was like, what is that? I love
it. It's like, what the fuck? I don't know. It's cute, but it's also funny looking.
It is. It's so funny.
So yeah. So yeah, that's an IP technically, because the monsters houses generally do fall under the IP houses. So far we have one original, one IP. It looks like moving up, we have two more IPs. These two symbols have not changed. However, the location for one of them has. So before we get to that, though, we'll start with the first one. So we have the Cadillac symbol again. I believe it's in the same spot as before, or maybe moved around in that area, at least in the front of the park. Are we still going Ghostbusters here, I imagine?
I think so. And I have to imagine it's probably the newer movie, only because they just did a Ghostbusters house in, what, like 2018? 2019, you're right. So probably for the new movie, which I haven't seen the new movies. Although, you know, if they wanted to do another, like, original Ghostbusters house, I'd be in, sure. Why not? I liked it. It was fun.
I loved it.
I had a good time. I didn't get to do that one as much that year, and I think it was probably because of how long the lines would get. But it was fun. I liked it. I haven't seen the new movies, so I don't have a lot of opinions about, like, I don't really know what kind of, you know, what kind of imagery we're getting in this. Have you seen them?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think it could work for sure. Bring in some of the new audience, as well as the OG audience, because the new movies do, not to give too much away, but, you know, you can see the trailers now, of course, they do bring back the legendary characters. So
right,
you have a bit of a mix of audience for this. So I think that could definitely work to draw in some of the younger kids and then bring back some, like, you know, the parents or, like, older generation. So I think it could really work. I also think visually it could work with some of the new stuff, especially the Frozen Empire. I know everybody didn't like, not everyone thought the movie was like some fantastic movie, but it was a very fun movie, a really good family movie. So I think, and a lot of the visuals would definitely work in this house if it is that. But I also wouldn't be opposed to, if they did do like a mashup of maybe one and two, because I believe 2019's was just from one.
Yes.
So, and I think two's anniversary is this year sometime.
Right. That's correct.
So, you know, I love two. Two's my favorite. So, I mean, I'd be down with whatever. I just love the Ghostbusters as a franchise. Plus, it's, you know, Universal has that working relationship with it since back in the day. And I think it's coming back this summer in the parade, possibly.
That would be cool.
From the rumors I've heard. So, I don't know.
I think it's probably based on the new franchise, whether it's the newest movie or like a collection of them, or the second movie, because like you said, the anniversary is coming up. So I think it could be either, you know, a sequel to the 2019 house, or it could be like, hey, we're bringing in this new, which I would guess it's probably leaning towards the latter with that. It's probably the newer franchise, only because I feel like, you know, that's good timing for that, they to bring it in. But
Yeah, the marketing's great right now. Especially with the new movie just being out, still out in theaters right now, so.
Yeah, I really need to get caught up because I know I'm going to love them. They look like so much fun, and the young actors and actresses in that look like they're doing a great job. So, yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's still going to be Ghostbusters again, another pretty popular IP, and we've done it in the past, so I can't see that not being a thing, especially we're still keeping a Cadillac icon. The next one has changed locations. So this was before it was in one of the sprung tents. Now it is in, I don't know the exact soundstage. Oh, it says it right there. Soundstage 24A. It's another IP. Now this one is still stumping me. We've talked about theories in the before. It's the symbol with the mute. It's basically the mute symbol. So like the volume up with a mute going straight, a slash going through it. We've had a few weird theories. On the last show we did, Lauren mentioned Silent Hill would be her dream. The big rumor going around is A Quiet Place. I mentioned Art the Clown because he's silent.
Ooh.
I have another theory now, though, that someone brought up.
Interesting.
My most recent theory, and I do not remember who mentioned this, but I think, you know who I think it was? Designs by Jess, the girl who does the jewelry, the horror jewelry. So she mentioned, what if the symbol is for Radio Silence, which is the studio that brought us Abigail, Scream 5 and 6.
Oh, listen.
So what if it's Abigail? I've been wanting Abigail to happen, but
go ahead. That would be really cool. I think an Abigail house would translate beautifully. I also don't ever mention in front of Bella that Scream would be a possibility because she would, like, chain herself to that house.
Oh, you know I would too.
I would love that so much. I'm so down for that.
Yeah, I didn't think about it.
I also heard someone, and I don't remember who this was. It might have been multiple people say that The Last of Us Part 2, because I don't know if that's a solid theory, but it's a thought. I feel like there's a lot of things that this could be. I know the two main ones that I've heard are A Quiet Place the most, which I think would be interesting because there's some big monsters in that, and I feel like you could do some really amazing puppetry. And, like, I don't know. I think that could be very scary, but I don't know how the quiet side of things would translate in a house. You know, I mean, I don't.
I agree with you. That's why that's my problem with it. Feel like it is going to be that because I just don't.
I don't either.
Now, again, I'm not someone who's super technically sound to, so somebody in the world could have figured out something like that to keep, but I just, there's so much sound already in the houses that puts forth all that extra, like, atmosphere.
Right.
So I feel like it just wouldn't work if it's too quiet, because you're going to hear people talking regardless, like the guests and things, so it just.
And screaming and laughing. Yeah. I don't think a quiet house would translate well with how many people go. Now, I think it could be horrifying if it's like just you in the house, but that has not happened to me in years, so that's a very rare occurrence. But it is scary. I did the Blumhouse that had Insidious in 2017 by myself. It was just me and my friend, and somehow we made it to the back of the park and we were the only ones there. And it was horrifying. So, I mean, I think it could translate really well if they didn't have, you know, the conga line of people. But that's never going to happen at Halloween Horror Nights in this day and age. So, yeah. I would lean more towards, I don't know if it would be Silent Hill because I don't know if that it's good timing for that. But I did the house in, was it 2014 where we had Silent Hill? And I loved it. It was a great house. It was very scary. I'm not super familiar with the franchise, though, so I don't know, like, if they've done anything recently or not, like, any shows or anything like that.
Not that I know of, but I think Lauren mentioned something about 2, because 2 was her favorite. I don't know, but I'm also not very familiar. I didn't even get to do the house. I've never seen the movie either or played any of the games, so I really don't have any skin in that game, but I don't know. I'm kind of leaning on this Radio Silence thing, because I think they'd be dropping the ball if we didn't get an Abigail house, but also, I don't know. I mean, it is still fresh. It's literally just came out in theaters. It was doing really well for the first couple weekends. So I don't know.
That would be cool. I, of all of the options we went over, I would definitely want an Abigail house. But we'll have to see. I wonder if this symbol is going to change at all, or if it's going to stay that way. Like, if it's going to get a little more specific, or, you know, if it's going to kind of stay at that symbol for a while. I don't know.
Yeah. I can't remember. I know they've kind of switched over to the symbols, but I cannot remember if, like, by the time we get one of our final maps, if they started putting names in there or not. Do you remember?
I think so. I think when it gets closer. So we probably will eventually get a name. That's true. Okay. So we'll see when that is. We're still very early in the season.
I like this one because it stumps me.
Me too.
Like, I like ones that could be multiple things. That's so cool.
It's so much more fun to talk about.
Exactly. And, like, think on.
Yeah.
So in the next one we have behind the tribute or next to the tribute store, at least that's where you enter. Soundstage 24B. So we have a picture of candy, which we did have before. I think a lollipop, or maybe even the same piece of candy before. I don't remember.
I think it was a lollipop. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we're still getting candy. I'm still on the sweet revenge train with this. What about you?
100%. 100%. Okay. I think it has to be a sweet revenge house at this point. I hope so. And honestly, I'm so excited about that because I thought that zone was so much fun and I just wanted to spend more time in that zone. And if we get a house, I think it would have a lot of really interesting opportunities for lighting effects and color and smells. And I feel like it would just be a very fun house. I'm sure it would also be scary, but like creepy kids, you can do a lot with that. And then like scary mayor who is, I'm sure, in on carnage and everything like that. I mean, it'd just be like a really fun story to tell.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I love the zone. I think New York has been my favorite zone in the last couple years. It usually is Hollywood, but the last 2 years it's been New York for me, and Sweet Revenge definitely was just a fun area to hang out in. This could go a lot of different ways. Like you said, like, are we going to get more of a backstory of Major Sweets? Are we going to get a sequel after the scares? And like, what, where does this fall in line with the lore is my question. And either way, I'm excited. I feel like it'll be reminiscent to like Trick or Treat. Like you said, mm-hmm. with the smells, we're going to have a lot of candy and sweet like smells and stuff, which will be really cool. And then of course we have just like the horrific mutilation that, you know, all the people who eat the candy have and stuff. So I just think this is going to be fun regardless.
Yeah, I think it could be really interesting. I really would hope, if it was, you know, me designing it, I hope that we kind of walk in and there's like, you know, some sort of thing with the, like, I'd love if the mayor was talking to us or something like that with the mayor in the front. And then, you know, like, I want to go through the factory. I think there's so much you could do. I think it'd be fun to get more backstory on this. So I'm also interested in where it takes place, but I would love for it to start as a, you know, a prequel to the zone and then get into the crazy carnage. And I feel like it could also be, you know, maybe the front half is a little more like colorful and like more of the smells and stuff. But then as you get into the later part of the house, it just absolutely goes into chaos.
Like, gore. Yeah.
I think that could be fun. Cool.
Oh, yeah. That'd be really cool, especially if a factory's involved. You know how many cool deaths they could do?
For sure. Absolutely. Have you seen the second Child's Play?
Exactly. That's why I'm like, oh, man, when you said that, I was like, that would be so good.
It'd be so fun.
Yes. So that's an original. That hasn't really changed much. Now, the next one, I'm very interested in what the hell's going on here. We have the Fast and the Furious queue. So usually, the last 2 years, it's been an IP. We had Chucky last year, and then we had Blumhouse the year before. I can't remember what was before that off the top of my head. We didn't have that as an area. We had Shrek. That's what it was. Okay. Right? So it's only mm-hmm. been for the last couple of years. Okay. So now it's changed to Unknown Original. That doesn't give us much, obviously. So there's still a lot of like openness here. I was really hoping for FNAF. It's clearly not going to happen, at least not now, or anytime too soon.
Which is so sad to me because
I know
they clearly can make it look really amazing, as we've seen. So I'm just sad that we're not getting it, but hopefully at some point.
Yeah. I know everybody's argument with this house too was that, at least their argument with Chucky was that they didn't like the separation part, but like I personally liked it, but a lot of people, that was everybody's like biggest complaint, because with Blumhouse it was at least two separate stories. So this, for being an original, actually that could give us a lot more creative openness, because especially if they do two stories or something.
That's super true. Yeah. And with me, I was just thinking about it and I was like, that gives a lot of extra storytelling for the original, right? Because I was like, if Sweet Revenge was there, you know, you could start with the factory type stuff in the like beginning, and then like it could, you know, the second half could be that horrifying part. So it's kind of, it'll be interesting to see where they go with that, because obviously this is a different unknown original. We don't have Sweet Revenge rumored in this area. So I am curious with that. I'm kind of indifferent about the middle part. I don't have a problem with it, but I don't, you know, I didn't love it or anything like that. I was like, oh, it's fine. It's just part of the house. And it makes the house feel longer, which I loved, because I loved the Chucky house. Chucky is my favorite horror franchise of all time. So I enjoyed it. And I love the TV show as well. So I liked it because it felt like there was more house. So
yeah,
it's kind of interesting that it's going to be an original for the first time. And mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts about what you think it could be or what you would want it to be?
What would be really cool, since I mentioned two stories, why can't I think? If we brought back Scary Tales.
Ooh.
That would be cool. It's been a long time since we've had Scary Tales, and I know a lot of people love those houses. So it'd be kind of cool to see that come back. Yeah.
I would be totally down for another Scary Tales. The other thing that I thought of was, we haven't done a Scarecrow house since 2017. I know we recently did like a Scare Zone that was kind of reminiscent, but I guess I don't know how they would do it with the part in the middle, but I would love something like that again, because when they did it in Hollywood, it was so much more like campy. And so that I think would be kind of interesting here. But this is not anything I've heard rumored. It's just like, you know, it's hard to think of something completely original and be like, yeah, maybe it'll be this. It's more, you know, it's easier to speculate on like something they could bring back or revamp. So yeah, this one's stumping me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. That excites me though, because it gives it so much more room.
Mm-hmm.
For just my opinion, and I love the IPs, but I feel like the originals always just have so much more creative freedom. So I feel like there's so much more they can do with them. So knowing that an original may get this much space is really exciting.
It's super exciting. And I love what you were saying about the two story with the Scary Tales. If that came back, I would be super excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, this is all speculation. So realistically, for all we know, this could turn back into an IP. Who knows? Since there's really no information here, this could change to anything. And we've had a lot of last minute changes in the past, with, unfortunately, Scream getting canned for The Purge. And then I don't remember what it was, but Us took place of something. And then a couple years ago, we were supposed to have Evil Dead, and then we got Hellblock Horror. So you never know. Things change all the time. They could make a deal with an IP somewhere along the line, and maybe we get an IP again. But for right now, based on the map, it does say unoriginal, unknown. So yeah, we'll see.
We shall see.
Speaking of sequels, actually.
Oh.
On to the next one.
Oh my God. Don't even. This is the one. If this.
Yes.
This is the one I'm the most excited about.
Yes. By same. Far. You know, you and I have the same three houses, right? So top three houses or whatever we...
Oh, yes, we do.
So, I mean, you and I are going to be freaking out if this is true. So 10-3, we have a popcorn bucket with popcorn coming out.
Oh, we sure do.
Two theories.
Yep.
What we're going on about is Slaughter Cinema 2.
Right.
But I would be just as excited for the other one, which is a possible of an Usher house.
Oh, yes. And that's why I'm so excited about this, because I would be happy with either of those. I would love an Usher year again. I think that would be cool. Based on the houses that are rumored right now, I don't know that that would necessarily be the case of him being like an icon again this year. But an Usher house, I think, would be incredible. He was very popular in the house icons captured from a couple years ago. And, you know, that room was obviously my favorite because he is my favorite icon at this point. I mean, it's hard to pick. There's so many, but he's been the reigning favorite of mine. So that would be amazing. And then Slaughter Cinema is, I think, still my favorite house of all time. It's definitely in the top three, but I think it's still my favorite. And I think when I was last on here, I listed it as my favorite as well, because we did our top favorite houses. Mm-hmm. So to say that I have been begging Universal for a Slaughter Cinema sequel, which, like, what a great title, Slaughter Cinema the sequel, or like,
ooh, yeah,
something like that, you know, to Slaughter to Cinema.
Oh my god, yes.
But the opportunities are endless, and they had mentioned when they made that house that they had so many ideas for B movies that they just, like, you know, threw out the window and, you know, set aside and decided that, you know, they couldn't fit them all in. So now's the perfect time to fit them in a separate house. I love that idea. And I also heard someone say that it might be interesting if people did, like, a different era of movies, like, you know, from, like, movies from the 50s or 60s, or, like, B movies from, like, a different time period, which would be kind of interesting.
Yeah. No, I am also in that camp of where's Slaughter Cinema 2 for years now. Again, I'm pretty sure it's my number of, well, it keeps getting bumped down, but it really, it's, I don't know, they're interchangeable. My top three, I think, really. I think it's just recency bias with the other two.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of kicked it out. But realistically, like, if you were to ask me, this is still going to always be in my top three. Because that was as far back as 2018, so it's been a while. So B movies, if you guys know, I love going to the movies. That's my favorite thing to do. So, like, anything, even if it isn't Slaughter Cinema or The Usher, it still represents the movies, at least in the popcorn sense. I mean, what do you think of when you think of popcorn, the movies? So any sort of thing referencing movies, I feel like, is going to be for me. Usher does need some representation, because it's been since 2009. That's when he had his year.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And he never really had his own house. He was just the icon of that year.
That's true. Getting
some, I mean, except for, you know, he had his moment in Icons, but having his own house would be really cool. So I'm down for either option there.
I would be honestly pretty equally excited about both, because, like you said, the Usher is overdue for his own full house, and clearly they can do a good job with it, like they did in Icons. So Icons was not enough, because it was just a small section. I need a whole entire house. But agreed, anything with movies. The only other thing I could think of with popcorn would be if it was an IP, like Killer Clowns, but
right.
They've done a lot of Killer Clowns recently as well, so probably wouldn't be that. Although I enjoyed that house a lot. I know people have mixed opinions about it. I think the clowns are fun. But yeah, I think 100% that those are the two, you know, biggest rumors, and those are the two theories that I'm going to cling to, because I will be devastated if one of them isn't true, to be honest. Although,
I know.
I'm sure whatever it would be great.
Oh, yeah. It's still an original house. I feel like you can never go wrong with those, to be fair. So
exactly.
I'm excited either way. So that's 10-3. So, like, this year I've talked about it on the show, they are now doing, instead of the two Parade buildings, they are building two new Sprung tents. Mm-hmm. I've been posting about the progress on the Twitter page, so I'm still interested in how we're all going to get there. I know a lot of people are talking about their legs already hurt looking at the map, but I hope maybe they can give us some shortcuts or something. I don't know. I'm sure they'll figure it out. We have tent number 4. I guess right next to that one. All right, now this one, okay, this one's interesting. Now, I know there's a very simple answer to this that everybody's been yelling at me, mm-hmm. but let a girl dream for a little bit. So we have an IP symbol and we have a lantern. So my first thoughts, and I had to tweet last night, we just had the unfortunate passing of Bray Wyatt, aka Wyndham Rotunda, who was a very popular wrestler in WWE, mm-hmm. And his character would carry a lantern out to the ring. So that was my first thought, because mm-hmm. I've actually been championing for this for a while. Back when we were on Scream Queens with Jess, she and I would talk about how we would love to see a Bray Wyatt house, because he was always involved in horror and he liked dark stuff. So we always thought it'd be cool if WWE worked with Horror Nights and put something on like that. And now with his passing, we're thinking, you know, what a great way to, you know, show what he loved. But a girl can dream, like I said. I don't think that's what it's going to be, because everyone is throwing this other answer at me and it makes more sense. And that's Insidious.
Yeah. I've actually seen both. I've seen people say Bray Wyatt, and I'll be honest, I'm not super familiar with WWE other than my husband likes it, so I have heard some things. But I have actually heard people say that, and I didn't know who he was, so that actually makes sense now. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's a couple people thinking that, and now that you've told me kind of the backstory of that, first of all, my husband would be stoked. Yeah. So that would be cool. And I feel like
wrestling fans, like I know a lot exactly. of us do crossover already. A lot of us are Horror Nights and wrestling, but true. It could bring in a whole new group of people.
Yeah, which is really awesome. I always think it's cool when they do those houses that bridge the gap. And really, so far looking at the map, there's not a ton of that kind of, I mean, I guess Ghostbusters, you know, some people who like Ghostbusters are maybe not super into horror things, but I think this would definitely be more of the, you know, like The Weeknd, for example, it'd be a lot more of the bridge the gap house where it's like horror-esque, horror adjacent, but it's not necessarily people who are horror fans. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be pretty cool. And then yeah, I've definitely heard Insidious. I heard also the Nun, which I think I would be the least excited about out of the three of these.
Interesting.
But I mean, I didn't love those movies. I think I don't know how many there are. I've seen two of them.
I think there is two of that particular. Okay. I know there's a lot more in the Conjuring universe, but okay, so I'm also not gonna lie, like I haven't seen any Insidious movies, and I know that new one just came out, was The Red Door. I think that's the one that we may get, because I think somebody mentioned there's a lantern in that, or maybe it's in all of them. I'm not sure. I did go through the Insidious house in 2015?
Uh huh.
Yeah, 2025 was the year. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I did go through that, but again, I knew nothing of what was going on because I'd never seen the movies. So I'm not like jumping for joy, but I will definitely do my homework if that's what's announced, and I'll try to be happy about it. But I don't know if I would watch.
I don't know if I would watch the Nun movies again. But if it's Insidious, I don't think I've seen the Insidious movies either. If I have, it's only the first one, like a long time ago. But that's shocking to me as I'm saying it out loud, because I don't know why. I guess I just never got around to it. I love the Conjuring series, just not necessarily that side of it. But I would be intrigued by Insidious. The Insidious house that I've been in at Horror Nights was horrifying. So, I mean, I think it could definitely be scary. And I think that a lot of people love that franchise. So it would be interesting. I'm not opposed to it. I am a little sad that the Freddy rumors are no longer on this spec map and it's no longer a prominent rumor. So I would have rather had that. But
yeah, is that where it was on the map before? Or like somewhere in this area, I guess, probably. The Sprung Tents, I think it was.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me look. I think it was the Sprung 4 originally.
Okay, so yeah, that's what this one is. So yeah.
Okay, yeah. So
glad you
mentioned
that, because I did want to talk about that, and I probably would have forgotten if you didn't mention it. But yeah, I'm devastated. I'm mourning over here.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen him since 25 as well. It's been 9 years.
And I loved that house, that silly little house.
Me too. And I love that stupid movie too.
Yeah, it was Freddy versus Jason, and I would love to see a full-on Freddy house, because Freddy is wonderful and hilarious and just a really great horror icon of sorts, you know. So I was pretty devastated when that symbol was lost, and I guess it's not heavily rumored anymore. I was like, oh, why did that change? Yeah. It's an anniversary year for, I think, the original movie, 40 years. It was one of the Nightmare movies. So I'm like, so sad that it's going away. And that means it's probably not going to pop up anytime soon in the next few years, which I don't really know that. That's just me guessing. But you know, if there's not a prominent reason for them to bring it up, I don't know why they would when there's so many options of things that are kind of more, you know, marketable.
Yeah, I feel like this could have been the big IP of the year, and it could have brought a lot of old school horror fans in.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Again, these are always just rumors until Halloween Horror Nights themselves posts about it. Things can change, things can be wrong, whatever.
Very true.
So, yeah, that's why we try not to get invested in these maps. But sometimes, you know, get a little too excited, but
I'm so bad about that, especially because people are like, yeah, it's for sure. This is definitely happening. I was like, yes. But again, we never know until Universal says something, so.
Exactly, so. But I don't know. Like I said, if it is Insidious, I'll do my homework. I'll try to be excited for it. I mean, I think I remember that one being pretty scary in 25, but so, I mean, we'll see.
Well, if your favorite rumor is correct, you're going to help me do my homework.
Oh yeah. No, that would be, oh, wow. And I'm not even like, and I was never even his hugest fan. I respect everything he did. And I know he wanted to make horror movies and just stuff like that. So like, I really feel like it would be so cool if they would do that. I know people made up like a little theory last year about him, about Darkest Deal, because there was the this rocking chair, and it was right after he passed, and like everyone was like, oh, did they throw that in there for him? Which apparently it wasn't intentional, but a lot of the cast members did hear about that, and they were kind of doing like little homages to him. Like, I guess they were like, I don't know exactly what they would do, but like they would hear about how we said, oh, maybe that's there for him.
Yeah.
And they caught on to it and they were like, oh, we pay our respects, but like it's not there intentionally for that. But still kind of cool, you know, to see stuff like that. So,
yeah, that is cool. And it also shows that they listened and know that people would be excited for something like that here. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, that would be sick. I would be so happy. But but yeah, so next one. OK, I'm going to have to get your thoughts on this. But
oh, boy.
So last time, I'm assuming this is the symbol that we saw before, but I think it was over in the New York area prior, on the prior map. Before, it was like a skull that almost looked yin and yang. It had white and black. Now it's like looks like a house or a mansion of some sort.
Yeah.
So before, I was on the train of definitely this is going to be, God, what was it called? Is it Trilogy of Terror? No, what was it called? The comic book from
I was gonna say store. Exactly. I couldn't think of the name, but the comic book, I thought the same thing.
Yeah. And we were like, okay, we're definitely getting at least maybe something from that comic at the Tribute Store, something means to me Boris Schuster, hopefully, because Case Files did really well and everyone really loves Boris and his story.
Yeah.
So that's where I was going with it before. And it could still keep going here, I think, from Teddy and I were looking at it last night, and they're pretty sure that his brother, he went to a mansion with his brother or something like that in the comics in the store. I don't remember though exactly. Do you know more or anything that I haven't said or anything?
I don't. It's funny because if this was an IP, I would have said like, oh, like, you know, Art the Clown maybe, because the... you know, there's some of those movies. There's, I can't remember if it's the first one or the second one. I said some, like there's more than two, but one of them takes place prominently in a house. So I kind of thought of that, but then I realized it wasn't an IP. And same thing with like, it kind of looks like the Blumhouse symbol, although the black and white would throw me, but again, it's not an IP. Mm-hmm. So then once I realized it doesn't have the IP, I was like, okay, I had the same thought process as you, where it's probably still like the Boris Schuster comic style house, which I would absolutely eat that up. I would love that. So I'm still hoping it's that, but I'm intrigued by the house figure because I'm so stumped by that. I mean, Teddy's probably right with their theory on that, that it was something to do with, you know, there was something relating to Boris with a mansion, but it's an odd choice. I thought the skull made more sense, so now I'm confused.
Yeah, because it looked like the symbol from the comic, the skull. Right. So now I'm like, I don't know either. Is this like supposed to represent the store, like tribute store? I don't know.
Oh, I guess it could be like a storefront, right? Yeah. But then I guess it looks more like a house.
It does, because there's like the chimney and all that. And I don't know.
That's strange. I still think it's Tribute to Terror. I think that's what the comic is called, by the way.
Yes.
But it's odd. The symbol's throwing me off a little bit.
I know. And then it's moved location. So this is now in tent two. But anyway, either way, it's given that monochrome black and white type thing. So I'm still going to ride that train of Boris or something to do with the comic.
Yeah.
And then it'd be cool. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh yeah. I apologize. I loved that room of the tribute store as well with the rain. Like that I feel like was a perfect example of what they could do with this as a whole house. And I think it could be really trippy too. Like, I feel like they could throw in a lot of old school and new school effects going with the black and white of, like, you know, maybe people hiding in the walls that are wearing the right color. Ooh. Or like, there's a lot of stuff that they could do with that. So anyway, I would be impressed with that.
Oh yeah. I hope that this means that we are getting a house where it is like wacky, like black and white feel. Cause I've always wanted something kind of like that. So I don't know. Either way, it's an original. Also, just noting that. So, like you said, it could really be anything. But
and it could be super trippy, too.
Yeah. It'd be like getting a 3D house without the 3D or something.
Yeah. Or maybe it is 3D.
We haven't had a 3D house in forever.
No, we haven't. And we've had some questionable ones, too. I like the trippy ones, though. Like, what was it? There was the 3D Penn and Teller, like, trippy Vegas house, and that was weird. But again, like, trippy, and then there was also the Icon house for, why am I blanking on her name?
Chance?
Yes. I'm like, she's one of my favorite icons. Why can't I say her name right now? but the Chance house. So we haven't had like a 3D or trippy house. So it could be both or either of those things. I mean, I think it would definitely be a little trippy if it was black and white. So I think that could be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm still hoping that it has something to do with Legendary Truth.
Yeah.
Boris, all that. Definitely on that camp. Because I loved Case Files. And wasn't really around that much. Like, I've been around Horror Nights, but like, I was never super into the fandom until pretty recently. I just would go to the event and I didn't realize there was like a whole fandom behind it until the last few years. So like, I missed out on a lot of the like old school Legendary Truth stuff. So it would be cool to see it come back, because I know there's a huge group of people behind that now, especially since Case Files came. So, but yeah. So last but not least, we have tent number one. This has changed to me as well. I believe before it looked more like a Greek mythology thing, but now it looks Egyptian, and it looks like we're in a museum or sort of, like, I don't know. We're looking at art here, but it has an Egyptian symbol,
which is so interesting. And I don't know if they would do two monsters houses, but my first thought is like the mummy, like, you know, the monster, the universal monster, the mummy, which I think would be awesome. I would love to have that. It's interesting, the location as well. You would think that maybe if they did a mummy house, it might be closer to the ride. I don't know if that's true or if that has anything to do with it. I mean, I guess not, but it would be kind of cool to have a mummy house. What do you think? Are you leaning towards that as well?
That's what Teddy and I were thinking when we were looking at it last night, but I would imagine if it was any version of the mummy at all, it would have an IP symbol next to it. That's what's throwing me off.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess it could be like kind of more general. I mean, maybe it's not even, it's got to be mummies, I would think, if it's Egyptian, but mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Like, maybe we're focusing too much on the Egyptian part. Maybe that's just a picture of art. And because my friend Angela was like, maybe we're at like a museum in the museum. Something's going on there. So I was like thinking of a really cool, like haunted museum type thing. And I was like, whoa, that would be so cool. Maybe we're just honed in on this one picture, but maybe there's multiple things going on.
I would love a museum house because I feel like you could do that so creepy and you could do a lot with the paintings like coming to life or things popping out of them or even like the drop, you know, wood and all of that. There's so much you could do with a museum. And then of course, like statues and even like fossils and stuff like that. You could make a really, really impressive house. Interesting that it's in a tent. I feel like that's small, but that would be, you know, we know how the tents work. You can make them look feel small, bigger.
When you go in there and you're like, oh my gosh, like I'm thinking Wicked Growth felt so long.
That's true. And also like something more claustrophobic, I think would work in this type of house much better than, you know, like a big soundstage. So I think this would be cool. Either way, whether it's, you know, it's probably not the mummy, like you said, because we don't have an IP symbol, but any kind of Egyptian house, mummy house, or even museum house, or maybe a mix of all three would be really, really cool.
Yeah. I almost wonder, too, if they're kind of like giving us hints on this one. Maybe what it is we're getting Greek gods and Egyptian gods.
Ooh.
And then maybe we're going to get one that's like something else. I don't know. I really don't.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. It could be a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how this one's going to evolve. It's also interesting. I'm noticing that there's a... Right now on the spec map, I'll have to look at the old one because I have it pulled up here too. Right now it looks like a 4-6 split with the originals versus the... 4 IPs and 6 originals.
Correct. Yes, that is one major change as well. I think we did have 5-5 on the first one, I believe.
Yeah, we did because now it's saying unknown original for Fast and Furious. Originally, that was unknown IP. That's what the big change is. So that is very interesting. I don't remember, but I don't think they've done that in a long time.
Yeah, actually, a couple years ago, I do believe.
Okay.
Last year, I think, was actually the first year in a while that we did get the 5-5.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. Because I was surprised. Because, right. Like, for a long time, it was pretty much split down the middle for a very long time. Because we entered the IP years, you know, heavily and things. But then I think 30 might have been what broke that up a little. Because we had icons and we were celebrating, you know, the 30th year or whatever. So, like... So I think that's what started breaking it up a little more was in the 6-4. Cause I think we had 2 years of 6-4. And then I think last year was 5-5 again.
Okay.
So we're back to the 6-4, and that could be for many reasons. It could be just, you know, maybe they don't have the funds to do 5 IPs because last year, truly we had 2 major ones. And then we had a lot of other really good ones too. But I'm thinking like Last of Us and Stranger Things probably would cost them a pretty penny.
Yeah.
So
honestly, maybe that's why they're not doing FNAF is because it's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
is not to say that it won't happen in the future. I still truly think that they're going to do it at some point because we are getting a sequel movie.
Yeah. So. No, that's what I was thinking too, is maybe when the new movie comes out. Oh, this is so interesting. Yeah. I would love a 6-4 original, you know, more originals versus IPs because the IPs are great. And it's especially great if there's something that you're really interested in because you get to, you know, enjoy and step into that world. But there's something about the originals. I just love seeing all the creativity. And like you said, the creative freedom that goes into it is so, they get to do so much more with the originals. And they can do a lot with the IPs to make it, you know, interesting and adapted. And like Chucky, for example, we've certainly seen them take creative freedom, but I love the originals so much. And I would definitely love to see any original in the Fast and Furious space because it would be so interesting to see how they do it.
Yeah, I know. Now I'm like, I'm like, are they going to split it up? Or is it going to be one thing, but like two parts of one thing? Like, oh, there's so many things you could run with in that. So yeah,
that would be so cool.
Very cool. But yeah, so it looks pretty exciting. I'm not going to lie, because I know a lot of people focus. The thing is, okay, you have to understand that IPs are what draw people in usually. That's usually for sure. how it comes. I mean, because I think my first year was Carnival of Carnage. So, of course, I was like, well, Freddy, Jason, Leatherface, like, okay, that's awesome. But they come for the IPs, they stay for the originals. That's my little quote, because I feel like once you start to learn about the originals and then you start learning about the lore in general of the event, you're kind of hooked. And then you get excited about what new originals they're going to come up with. And because they're constantly changing, you know, their staff. Sure. I'm sure they are doing that as well. I apologize. I slipped over my words, but so the staff's always changing too. So different people bring in different ideas and just, I don't know. There's just so much more creative freedom. And I love that.
I don't have
anybody really, like, you know, they don't have any studio executives standing on their necks or anything, whatever, about certain things or about the way things need to look. They can just do whatever they want to, you know, to a certain degree.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I love the way you phrased that about staying for the originals, because certainly when I went for the first time, I was more excited about the IPs because I didn't really know what to expect with the originals. And then, you know, I ended up loving the originals so much and I was so impressed by, you know, like Gothic, for example, was one of the first houses I did. And I was like, wow, I didn't know what to expect. And this was really cool. And they just put so much detail into it and so much love into these houses. So I certainly love the originals. But again, they need some big names to draw people in. I wish that that was Nightmare on Elm Street. But I'm sure a lot of people would be interested in Insidious as well, which again, we don't know for sure what they're going to do. But that's the reigning rumor right now. So yeah, that would be, you know, and of course, A Quiet Place. I assume that has a big fan base. I think the movies are all right.
I like the second one over the first one, and I'm excited for the new one, mostly because of the two main actors is the biggest reason why I'm excited. But
yeah, same. And I'm always going to watch them. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. And then, of course, Ghostbusters would be definitely a big one. And everyone always loves the Universal Monsters. So I think they would still have some solid IPs where they could do six originals, and I think it would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely excited, especially because we're getting more originals again. I don't know. I'm like biased in that regard. Mm-hmm. They always seem to be my favorite house. Like, my top three are originals, like, of all time. It's like, for me, it would be hard to actually come up with, well, not maybe hard, but it'd be a little more difficult to come up with like my top five IPs, I think it would, than my top five originals. One other rumor I want to gush about real quick. It's not on the map, so I don't know how true it is, but I'm still holding on to it. Is The Weeknd is a scare zone.
Ooh.
Have you heard that yet?
I have. Not a lot, but I have heard that. And there's no scare zones currently rumored on our map or Hollywood's map. We haven't talked at all about Hollywood's because, you know, we're Orlando people. But yeah, there's no scare zones currently rumored on the map, so we don't have a lot to go off of. But I have heard talk of that, and I think that would be amazing. You could do so much with that. The music zones are always fun too, because you just have great music as you walk through, and there's a lot of great Weeknd songs that are popular and awesome and would be so much fun. Like, I just imagine, like, walking through, like, vibing to the songs as you're getting to your next, you know, house, and maybe sticking around to interact with people. And I think you could make it super creepy too.
Oh yeah, because I mean, the house was freaky, and I think it'd be so cool if they did it in San Fran.
That's where I just pictured it too.
Yep. So not only, because I mean, we had Rob Zombie over there. So like, not only are you vibing to the music, but remember last year the bar was the Peacock Bar. What if they turned this into the After Hours Bar, which we've had before?
Ooh.
Yeah. So the After Hours Lounge area, we could kind of blend it as one thing over there.
That would be amazing. And I know a lot of people who would go absolutely insane for that. And then you've got, you know, let's say you only have four original houses. Now you've got another draw of people who are fans of The Weeknd, which are a lot of people, and a lot of people who like horror as well. So that's another great draw to get people in if you have four IPs for the houses. And so you have one less IP, you know, if you're going off of the half and half. Now you've got an IP in your zone as well, which is a huge one. And I think that would be really cool. And they also did a great job with the commercial where they had The Weeknd a couple years ago. So, like, I feel like you could do a really good job with marketing for that as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm crossing my fingers hard for this because you guys know how much I love The Weeknd as a performer. So, like, I don't know. I love the house a lot. It'd be really cool to be executed into a zone because I think it could be done perfectly. Have them up on stages doing some of the iconic looks like they had in the houses, things like that. I think it would be really cool.
Not to go too far into rumors for Hollywood, because there's a couple rumors for this symbol, but there is, but I'm seeing that there's a music symbol next to it, actually. There's a rumor for a Weeknd house in Hollywood this year. And I noticed that I thought it was an IP symbol of a movie, but it's an IP symbol of a CD. So now I definitely think that it has something to do with The Weeknd, but it's like sunglasses with like flares on the glasses. So,
I was wondering what that was. Yeah, it is a CD. Okay.
I heard Lisa Frankenstein, but now that I'm seeing it's a CD, I'm like, I totally think that's more like The Weeknd. So again, that's Hollywood, but it would make sense for The Weeknd to be on both coasts in the same year, even if it's in different iterations. I could totally see that happening.
Exactly, because they didn't get that house, right?
I don't think so. So
they
think
had the after hours bar, though. They had the really big one. Like,
yes. So I think they didn't get the house, so now they would be getting it this year as we get the scare zone, which just makes sense. You know, we had it on both coasts, but we had the house, they had the bar. Now we have scare zone and house. I think that totally makes sense, especially if we loop in the bar as well, like you said. Like, that would be awesome.
Actually, I can't remember if they did have a house or not. Like, actually, I'm kind of stumped. I don't remember, and I feel like hold on, I'm gonna
see which year was that. I know, I was just about to Google it.
It was just a couple years ago, right?
Yeah,
I have to consult the wiki now because I'm like, if that's not it, then it's going to be something else, those glasses.
Because I saw the rumor right now that people are saying for the Hollywood Shades symbol is the Weeknd Dawn FM Nightmare as a house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Singapore got, I think Singapore got After Hours Nightmare. Or no, it was something with a mix of both albums.
After Hours Till Dawn?
Something like that, yeah. And I was so jealous that Singapore got that. We didn't.
Yeah, it was After Hours Till Dawn Nightmare.
Okay. Over in Singapore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Singapore. Okay.
So, let's see. I know you can hear me typing, but you know what? I got to figure this out.
No, that's
I cannot remember if it was Hollywood. I feel like maybe they did, because why would they just have the bar for no reason? What was that, 2022?
I think so, yeah.
All right. I need to look. They did. They did have the house.
They did.
I was like, they had to. Okay, so yeah. They did. The Weeknd After Hours Nightmare, which is the same one we had. I mean, it was different in its own way.
So is Dawn FM different?
It's a different album, yeah.
Oh,
so
because I love The Weeknd, but I honestly, and I will do my homework this time, I need to listen to all the albums through. I've only heard like single songs from the album. So interesting. That'd be kind of cool if there was a sequel, because those houses were very well received.
I'll be jealous if they get a house and we don't, though. I'm not going to lie.
I would too.
I've been wanting a Dawn FM house for a minute now.
Yeah, I would be jealous too. And I'm looking at our symbols like, is there anything that could be a Dawn FM house? And not currently, unless now they could.
Scare zone. I'll be happy with just a scare zone. I'm not going to lie. I will be definitely happy if we just got that.
I would too. And I would spend a lot of time there. I mean, they could. Fast and Furious has been an unknown IP and an unknown original. Just because it changed doesn't necessarily mean it changed to the correct thing this time. It could continue to flip-flop back and forth. So, I mean,
Could be.
Yeah. I could see it, and I would not be opposed. Actually, it would be cool because that area would exit like right where the scare zone would be, so it'd be, I wouldn't be opposed to having both, but
imagine they cut half of it as After Hours and half of it as Dawn of Him.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That would be amazing. I don't want to get too excited. I know, that would be so cool. And then even if they didn't do a scare zone, because it'd be, you know, if they didn't want to do that much all in on it, they could still have the bar right there, which would be really cool, and then they could do something else in the zone. But
yeah,
ooh,
I don't know. I just feel like it would be smart to bring him back in some capacity. They have that working relationship now. And I think a lot of people that were haters ended up loving the house.
Yeah, for sure.
The house also drew in like massive crowds.
Oh, yeah. And I still see so many people wearing the merch from that house as well and from that year. So I think he's a huge draw and I love him. And I think that would be awesome.
Yeah. So that was another thing I wanted to talk about. I've talked about it like on my Twitter and stuff, but I just haven't really mentioned it on the show. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that too. But yeah, I mean, I'd be happy with even just a scare zone. Just seeing him come back in some capacity would be sick. Like, because at least with the scare zone, we can just stand there and dance. We don't have to like get conga through. Like, exactly. We could just chill, you know? So
that's true. Especially like, you could get a picture with The Weeknd. It would be a scare actor, but assuming that they have a scare actor that looks like him, that'd be kind of cool. That'd be a fun casting call too, obviously. So yeah, I would be stoked to have him in any capacity. Obviously the scare zone rumor is more prominent for Orlando, but I would love a house too. Either one I would be perfectly happy with.
Yeah. So, well, that's all I have. Do you have any other ideas, rumors, thoughts?
That's really it. I could talk for hours about stuff that I would love to see, but
that's like a whole other episode.
Literally, it is. So please invite me back anytime. But yeah, I mean, those are really all of my thoughts. I think my most excitement would be for the Sweet Revenge rumor and the Popcorn House, which will hopefully be one of the two things we discuss. So I'm pretty stoked. This is looking to be a pretty solid year. I think the comic book house would be amazing as well. Monstros would be amazing. Anything with the bride, like these originals and IP when you're considering the monsters, because they are technically IP, but just with more freedom, I think, than some of the other IPs. I would be super happy with this year. This looks like a great year. So I'm excited to see what stays and what changes. And if that popcorn goes away, I'm going to have to fight someone.
I know. We already lost Freddy and we cannot lose our popcorn.
I can't take another hit. I'm also excited to be able to talk about Scare Zone rumors soon. I hope that those start to pop up. And
I can't wait.
I'm waiting for an announcement.
Yep. I think... Now, everybody's like, oh my God, we're getting it in August this year, but it's only like 2 days in August. It's not like the whole, we're getting half the month or anything. So I don't think that we're going to get anything super soon. I think at most, maybe possibly mid-May, because last year's technically, I know we had Chucky. Yeah. It was technically the first one, but the first one of that year was Last of Us, and it wasn't until June.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. I'm thinking mid-May at very earliest.
We've got some time to wait, and I would guess the first announcement's going to be an IP probably, so my guess would be Ghostbusters, but that's just a speculation. That's a guess.
And that's another thing, too. We don't have five this year. We only have four IPs, so maybe – because I think last year they dropped all the – they've been doing, I think, all the originals at once with the Scare Zones, right, I think, the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So it may even be longer until we have an announcement. We'll see. Because usually they'll do an IP with a merch drop type of thing.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
So we'll see. But I don't know. I just love these maps. They're so fun to digest and just go over. But yeah, we got a lot to go. A lot of time to go. A lot of things can change. And it just looks solid based on what we have so far. But could even get even better when we figure out what that unknown original or possible IP or whatever it is going to be.
I feel like that's going to be the next like really interesting thing we get in a spec map will be whatever that turns into.
Yeah. All right. So thank you so much for coming on with me again. It's good to have you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, what do you, if you want to tell everybody if you guys are working on anything exciting over at Theme Park Workshop, or even yourself if you're doing anything fun?
Yeah. So definitely on Theme Park Workshop, we just recently added video, which is super exciting. So anyone who likes to watch podcasts on YouTube, we are on video now. If you prefer to just listen, we do have all of our stuff still on Spotify and all of the podcast platforms, but we are on Theme Park, or we are on Instagram as Theme Park Workshop, same with the TikTok, and then on Twitter we are Workshop TP. But yeah, we just hit our 50th episode, which was super exciting. It was kind of like a 5-year anniversary episode. Bella and I have been on for about 2 years, but Adam and his best friend Jonathan, who no longer does the podcast because he is very involved with Universal and knows too much now that he's working there on the training team. So it's been 5 years of Theme Park Workshop, 2 years or so of the three of us, and we are having a great time. We have some really exciting episodes coming up. We're going to have Cece on very soon. We don't have a date yet, but super excited to have you. So yeah, go ahead and give us a follow. Feel free to message us anytime. I run the Instagram and TikTok, and Bella runs the Twitter, and then Adam runs our Patreon. So we would love to talk to you anytime if anybody wants to hear anything specific or anything like that. But we're just having a fun time over there. I'm having just so much fun with it.
I'm so glad, and congrats. I saw that, 5 years. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I'll have to tell Adam himself as well.
Yeah.
Because I know he's been doing it for a while. Yeah, that's so exciting. And as it, you know, I know as we get closer and closer to Horror Nights, because I know you guys talk all theme park stuff. But as we get closer and closer to Horror Nights, a lot of us podcasters are going to be probably putting out more and more content about Horror Nights. And then it does start to slow off a little once, you know, the season hits, because we're always there. So
for sure,
it'll be good to see you guys again and hang out and do houses and stuff this year. I'm excited for that.
Me too.
But yeah, so we got a ways to go. Everyone be patient. We're trying our best to be patient ourselves. It's very difficult.
Absolutely it is. Oh yeah, you're not alone there.
It's like, I'm glad it is though annually, because I also like don't like getting burnt out of things, and I feel like it being annually is just perfect. Like,
that's, you know,
I tried to see like how well it goes this year with being a lot more nights. I am going to say that I feel for the characters this year. I hope that they drink lots of water and,
oh my gosh,
get lots of rest before their shifts.
They are doing the Lord's work, and they're doing it for us.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm tired already, but I would never sleep if Horror Nights was all year, you know? I mean,
yeah.
And I live far enough from Vegas that
oh yeah.
And by that I mean, yep, on the other side of the country, that, you know, as much as I'm jealous that they're getting that all year experience, like, at least I won't be burnt out, and then I can just visit in like February or something ridiculous and do horror, whatever they have going on there, haunted houses and stuff, at a random time of year to get a fix. But yeah, I am so excited. I'm so anxious and ready, and I want to know everything. But, you know, like you said, patience is important, and I'm trying to be patient. But we, on our podcast, will definitely start talking about Halloween Horror Nights more as it gets closer, because it's our favorite thing in the world, and we become annoying about it come like August or July through pretty much the end of the year.
Exactly. So yeah, for sure. I'm excited, but I don't even know what I have next for you guys. I apologize. I know this podcast is very like, what's it called? I wing everything basically. So you know what? Whatever. I'm glad to have had you back. I need to bring the other two on, and I know I've messaged them about that. I'm like, we need to do something, and I definitely need to come see you guys and do your show sometime soon. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I know either of them would be happy to jump on anytime. So we're always glad to do podcasts and talk about Halloween Horror Nights, like two of our favorite things. So Thank you again for having me on here, and this was great, and I can't wait to listen to your next episode next time a spec map comes out. I'm sure you'll have a different guest on and we'll get to hear some new perspectives. So, thank you so much.
Thank you again. And thank you all for listening. Make sure you give the podcast a follow. I'm at See You At Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. CCTron is my personal. I'm sure you all know. Definitely give it a like or whatever it is. 5 stars, reviews, things like that. Whatever you can do to help boost the algorithm for the show. I appreciate all of you dedicated people who have been there with me since day one and still continue to listen. Even when it's not Horror Nights content, I do appreciate it. We will see you at the, I don't know, we'll see you at the theme parks, I guess. This is a theme park episode. Yeah. Horror Nights episode. So we'll see you in the fog. There we go.
There you go. See you in the fog.
Yeah, that's usually my name whenever it's Horror Nights time. So
that's true. I love that.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, thanks again, and we'll see you in the fog. Bye.
Bye.
This is a tasty burger.
Something tells me a whole lot of people are about to die.
You know, there's a million fine-looking women in the world, dude. They don't all bring lasagna at work.